State government and Big Pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to Big Pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education. Every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Said I'd done distant voyages, recent drives. I've been attacked by teeth and knives, violent and fantastic sequel, endless days and plastic people. I stand alone, there's no one left. It's hard to see and I'm going deaf. Guilty the cheater, convicted the liar. I can't stop now, I'm addicted to fire. I can't stand the noise, can't take the smell, afraid that the truth might break the spell. Life is treacherous, dirty, sleazy. It's hard as hell and I make it look easy to be on top. Gotta go, gotta go, not stop, not stop. So keep my head down and battle the elements. People wanna know what is your shtick. I jump back and kiss myself and do a scissor kick. It's not a wizard's trick. Swear I'm only caught in disaster when I master the ceremony. Thunder and lightning, a shooting star flashes. I've survived enemy fire and car crashes. Can't fight the feeling, can't shake the fears. I blow out the candles and break the mirrors. Schemes and plots are foiled often. Been beaten bloody and spoiled rotten. X-ray vision and high-speed power. Still going strong into the wee hours to be on top. Gotta go, gotta go, not stop, not stop, so
good evening. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm here and it is Wednesday night. It is 6:32 and my name is Anita B and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I've just had a really long day. I just need to breathe. Okay, so I'm currently looking at Buck65's website. Buck 65 would be the artist who we heard that last song of. And Buck 65 is celebrating his 20-odd years of being in the music business. All right. So what he's doing here is he's releasing. This is interesting. Okay. So I'm going to read right off his website so I can put it better myself. Okay. This is from Buck 65. I also have some special plans for a series. Oh, hold on a second here. Okay, alert. My first full-length DVD, The Lost Tapes, is... Oh, good God. Where am I going here? This is what I'm looking for. Okay, in 2010, I'll be releasing new music all year in 4-song sets. So, along the way, you'll hear lots of exciting collaborations with different people including Gentleman Reg, etc. Gord Downie. Now, this is the first of a series, and it is called... The series is called... Volume 20 odd years. So this is volume 1, which is Avant. Okay, so the song we just heard, and it took me a while to figure out the song title, was because it's just all messed up on the CD here. Okay, it's called Red Eyed Sun. Now, some artists have a tendency to put song titles in swirly whirly artistic ways on their CD. And sometimes you have to actually go to a website and type in track listing, etc., to find it. So anyways, that was, like I said, that song was called Red Eyed Sun. And that, let's see, who did he collaborate with on that song? Written by Charles Austin. Look at that. Now, do you guys all know who Charles Austin is? Charles Austin happened to have been in one of my favorite bands, the Super Friends out of Halifax. And the connection there, of course, is the city, because that is where Buck 65 hails from. So Buck 65, kind of an old school white guy who, as he puts, let's see if I can find it right here. How does he describe himself? Self-describedly, what does he say right here? Okay, here it is. This is part of a big year-long celebration of my first 20 years as a rap weirdo with international romantic. So that's it. A rap weirdo. Okay, that's Buck 65. Okay, let's move on. Let's continue. I've got a whole whack of Canadian music because this is what my show is about. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Canadian music for the next hour and a half is what happens here at the station. And I haven't played any Catherine Calder for a while, so we'll listen to her. Catherine Calder is a lovely girl. She, first of all, this CD is called Are You My Mother, which is named after the famous classic children's book that I actually read my son and my daughter, who are little kids. And sadly, the CD was actually written for her mother, who has since passed away of ALS, which is amyolateral sclerosis, I think so. Anyways, it's the equivalent. It is Lou Gehrig's disease. So, and I recently read a book on somebody suffering with, Lou Gehrig's disease, and it's just pretty, it's pretty sad. So anyways, Catherine Calder is out of Victoria, and, she is actually sort of the, niece of Carl Newman of the New Pornographers. She has played with the New Pornographers and toured with them. And, she's also associated with another Mint band whose name, what are they called? Immaculate Machine, right? So there you go. So she's got a lot of musical background, and we are going to hear the song, let's see, Arrow. So this is a new album, and the name of it again is called Are You My Mother, and this here is Catherine Calder, and the station is CITR. I just need to breathe. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Split me apart, so I feel
Saturday. Do You Believe I Have a New Favorite Band? That right there is something from the Weirdies. Even the name of them, just I like the sound of it. The Weirdies. And just the way it's spelled. Like these guys. I like their CD cover. I like who they are. They are three people. They are Minx, Stacy, and Brad. And they're out of Toronto. And this is interesting. The Weirdies are comprised of former members of the Tijuana Bibles, who I quite liked, and The Threat. All right. So, yes, that song that we just heard is called Bad Connection. And they definitely, if you look at pictures of them, they look like your rockabilly, garage-esque kind of band. And I would like to see them live. I think I would have a good time with their show. I think everybody would. And they were once compared to Betty Boop fronting the Ramones, which is a really good description, I think. There you go. All right. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B. This show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That's what this is. And it's a Wednesday night, 6:47, and it's getting cold out. There's the potential for a little bit of snow tonight, but I think I'll come back in a bit and tell you a little bit more about the weather. Let's first of all talk about what we heard. So that was the Weirdies. Before that, we heard something from a local guy. First time I played something from him. His name is Bodie Jones, and the name of the album is Where Does the Time Go? The song we heard was Wake Up, and I heard about this guy, of all places, well, it's not that unusual, but CBC, and it was Grant Lawrence. He was doing a show, and he was going on and on about how much he loves Bodie Jones, and I was like, well, give him a whirl, and that's Bodie Jones. Anyways, we heard Catherine Calder, which that song I just adore. It's called Are You, I don't think the song is called Are You My Mother. I think I typed this in incorrectly. Hold on. The song is called Arrow. Let me just fix that before I save this. So, I think I played the song Arrow. Anyways, Catherine Calder, such a lovely, sweet, gorgeous voice, and addictive. Very, very melodious, and I just love her. Love the CD, so go out and get it. Are You My Mother? And the label is, well, it's been put out under a Factor grant, and it's FU:M. Is that Fume? FUM? I don't know. I'm not quite sure, but that is how it is on the label here. I mean, on the CD. Okay, let's continue. What do I have next? Oh, I know what I have. We have my favorite, my all-time. I cannot play a show without playing any, I was going to say Expo 86. No, some Wolf Parade. Wolf Parade, they are my heart and soul. I just adore this band. And they have a newish album out. It's called Expo 86. And I guarantee if you like Wolf Parade, then listen to my show, because every single week you'll hear at least one Wolf Parade song. Maybe I should just rename my show. I don't know. Spencer tribute show. I don't know. Spencer Krug would be the fronting guy in the band, initially out of Victoria. Now out of Montreal. So we are going to hear something from the new album. And like I said, it's called Expo 86. And the song we're going to hear is, let's make sure I've got it tuned up. Yep. Is Palm Road. That's the deal. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Traffic's by the sea, just up from her father's place, cutting to an empty space. The trash would turn to gold. Whoa.
The Biltmore Cabaret is the home of great live music in Vancouver. Friday, January 14th, work off that winter weight gain at the Run With The Herd and Miami Device Sweatfest. The diverse electronic stylings of Run With The Herd and the Afrobeat grooves of Miami Device are sure to lead to a few pants-off dance-offs that you won't want to miss. Tickets are $10 at the door. January 22nd, the Biltmore and Beatroot are proud to present Woven Hand with Get Some. Woven Hand offers an expansive take on folk traditions from around the world, played with a rock band setup and murder ballad tempos. This is an early show with advance tickets available from Zulu, Red Cat, and the Biltmore. Get ready for a January 28th you won't soon forget. The Biltmore, Beatroot, and Timber present the Pack AD, The Manipulators, Bogus Tokus, and Hospital Blonde. This one should be loud and awesome. It's also your last chance ever to see The Manipulators play live. Advance tickets are available from Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch, The Biltmore, and TicketWeb.ca. For more information and tickets to these and other shows, visit www.biltmorecabaret.com.
Our eyes are bonfire burning bright across the My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
McPeak! So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
That is right. You are listening to CITR. We have some new station IDs. And time just slipped away from me there. I didn't mean to actually talk to you. And then I'm like, oh, wait a second. That station ID is over. So maybe I should not have some dead air. Anyways, yes, let's find out who we just listened to prior to that. That was Diamond Rings. Now, the Diamond Rings, or just Diamond Rings, is an awesome new project, band, whatever you want to call it. And it is the guy from the band The D'Urbervilles, whose voice is just completely amazing. And I'm trying to figure out who, like, every single time I hear The D'Urbervilles or Diamond Rings, who his voice actually reminds me of. And is it like Joy Division? Is it Ian Curtis a bit? Is it, what is it? I'll tell you that much. That he's just got this voice that really really hits ya. And what is his name again, of course? Diamond Rings. His name is, I want to say like John O, but I forget. It's not. It's I'm trying to find it here in the thing here. Oh my goodness. It's something O, I'm sure it is. And now, of course, when I'm looking for it, I can't find it. I've talked a lot about him in the past, and I forget. Oh, well. No big deal. Anyways, this new album by Diamond Rings is called Special Affections. And the story behind Diamond Rings is this guy, who, like I said, is also the lead singer of the D'Urbervilles, is originally from, if I'm not mistaken, Oshawa. I think that's the story. But moved to Guelph, the University of Guelph, which is where he attended. And the D'Urbervilles were based out of there. And I do believe Diamond Rings is either back in Toronto, so they're all within an hour apart, if not to Guelph, so the same area. This new Diamond Rings album is called Special Affections, and it is released on a label called Secret City Records, which is out of Montreal. There you go. All right, that was Diamond Rings. Now, before that, Wolf Parade. Who, yes, I went on and on about how much I love them because they're amazing. And the name of that album is Expo 86. And it is named that because, unbeknownst to all the guys, at some point they discovered that, hey, they were all at Expo 86. And there you go. That's where the name came from. We heard the song Palm Road. Okay, it is 7:06. And this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, my show. My name's Anita B. And this is where we listen to Canadian music. I'm so glad it's Wednesday already as far as the work week goes, because it's been a tough one. I'm just such a stress case. You know, I heard that Monday was officially, based on some studies that, I don't know, a psychologist or a team of psychologists did, when you average out the whole year, this past Monday, which is January 17th, has been deemed the most depressing day of the year. And I'll tell you that Monday I was okay. I was like, oh, whatever. And then Tuesday just hit me hard. And living here on the West Coast in, you know, Vancouver, where it's dark and gloomy and just gray and depressing all the time. Like, I was just walking around literally in a fog. Like, the weather had sort of enveloped my whole entire spirit, my psyche, my body. I was like, oh, God, I don't know. And then, so today's Wednesday, so a whole day later. But I'm just kind of feeling the same kind of like blahs, the doldrums, the winter doldrums. But I don't know. Music always makes me feel better. And I may come into the show being kind of like, just kind of like, ugh. But then usually by the time I'm sort of in the midst of the show, which I am now, things pick up and they are. So I'm pretty happy. And I'm happy because I'm going to be playing some a song here that just always gets me so emotional. I'm going to play the song Fart in the Ocean by a band called The Organ. Now, The Organ, they broke up, I think it was in 07. But this is a band who made it huge locally. There were four or five girls. And on Mint Records, and Katie Sketch, she was the lead singer. And I knew her way, way back when she was in a band called, oh God, what were they called now? Oh, I knew her when she was in a band called Full Sketch. That's right, Full Sketch. I had to think about that. And I used to be in a band, yes, starting way many years ago too. And Full Sketch was a band, and there were three girls, yeah. And there were no vocalists, right? So it was just like an instrumental band, and they had I think an organ, drums. I'm trying to think what the other instrument was. It's been a while. But anyways, Katie played the drums. So Katie Sketch, that's how I first knew her. And she seemed really standoffish years ago. But she always had this like kind of cool air about her, like she was very confident. And the first time, so she went through her whole sort of time in Full Sketch, never singing. And you know, when you play drums, you're usually in the back, right? And the first time I saw her sing was at the Brickyards. That was at about 90, probably 98. And they had this show or this night called New Wave Yoki, I think it was. So you did New Wave songs and they had a band backing you. It was a pretty fun night, right? And so she literally, I'll never forget, I used to work the door at the Brickyard as well. And she comes in with a little entourage of friends. And she literally walks in about 2 minutes before she's supposed to perform, takes off her jacket, goes on stage, and blew the entire crowd. The whole entire Brickyard was like enraptured in her song. She did a Blondie cover. And it was like, just blew us away. I mean, and her voice was like dead on, and she just like owned that stage. She took control, and then she jumps off the stage and she left. That was it. She was probably at the club for a good 7 minutes tops. And I was just like, wow, she's just the coolest chick ever. And that was my story. That's my introduction to Katie Sketch. So here we go. So, and our band used to play a lot together. I was in this band called years ago called Clover Honey. Anyways, enough about me. This here is the song Fire in the Ocean, and this you can find on a compilation. I'm playing it off the compilation, but they released it obviously in one album form or another, the band. But this is from the compilation We. It's a Team Mint sampler. So obviously Mint Records released this back in, I'm thinking four, what year? They usually always put the year in here. It's about four years ago. Anyways. Okay, here we go. This is The Organ on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We don't see. cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
You are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That's my show here at CITR. My name is Anita B, and I'm having quite a good night tonight. I was talking about being a little sad due to the weather, and let me tell you, it's gone. I've been listening to some really good music here with you guys. So we haven't heard that in a while. That is from the Vancouver band The Battles, and the song was Lycanthropy, and I find it so crazily catchy. I love the drum beat. It's a really lo-fi recorded record or song as well, and they're just so good. Anyways, that you can find, that song, which is Lycanthropy, is on the Good Jacket Presents, which is a Vancouver special, which is put up by Mint Records back, good golly, like 11 years ago. Oh my goodness. And this compilation basically was put out by the guy... what is his name now? I want to say Sean. Yeah, Sean Raggett. That's his name. Sean Raggett, who used to own this store called The Good Jacket, which was a thrift store, which was, let's see, sort of Maine and Broadway area. Maine, yeah. So it was called Dysfunction Junction. There's like that big triangle there. And he used to ask a bunch of different bands, and he'd put on like nights. Like he would have The Good Jacket Presents... a night of like three or four bands, and then there was another one and another one and another one. And he ended up putting out this compilation that was actually a benefit compilation for, what's it called? Oh, I'm looking at it right here. That's right, A Loving Spoonful, which is, A Loving Spoonful is an organization that I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, provides money. Well, they help... get food to people who are living with AIDS at their houses. Like they deliver food. I think that's right. I don't know if they're still around or what, but there you go. That was the story behind the compilation, which is called Vancouver Special. That was The Battles. Okay. Before that, this is another one of my new favorite bands. They're local too. They're called Fine Mist. And the name of the song we heard is called Because of the Ocean. And their new album is called Public Domain, and it's killer, isn't it? Lots of fun. I saw those guys like just over a year ago, and it was a party, let me tell you. Those guys are cool. And let's see, they're a duo, so Megan McDonald and what's his name, not Greg, and what's his face, he used to be in the band Team Strike Force and what other bands, International Falls Jay Arner, that's his name. So a duo who are just wildly talented. Yes. And they're totally like groovy and sort of funky and dancey, which is like really crazy. All right. That's Fine Mist. And then speaking of that sort of vibe, we heard the Russian Futurists in there before that. This is a band out of Toronto. It used to be a solo deal years and years ago. And what is his name here? Hold on. My memory. The older I get, the quicker things slip away. Let's see. The Russian Futurists. His name is the guy, Matthew Adam Hart. Matthew Adam Hart was originally from Cornwall, Ontario. Sort of born and raised there. And anyways, that was awesome. I have to play more of the Russian Futurists. That is my promise to you all. Let's see. That's that. Okay. Now we're going to move on and listen to some more music. The Battles reminded me a little bit of this band out of Windsor, Ontario, which is my hometown, called the Pumons. And I play these guys a fair amount. This record did make it to like the top of the Canadian sort of college charts here back in 97. Yes, they did. So good old Windsor people. And the Pumons, this album is called By Surprise. And they consist of three boys and a girl, and it's been a long, long time since these guys have been around, but they've left a mark. That's the whole thing of recording, right, people? It's like, it's tangible in some ways. Nowadays, I mean, most people don't even walk around and listen to CDs or anything. I still do. I like being able to look at things and look at pictures and touch stuff. I'm not the big electronic kind of person. A lot of you guys are, but whatever. Let's go back 14, 15 years ago. It was actually, produced and, recorded by Chris Murphy of Sloan. Yeah. Go figure. We are going to hear the song. Let's see. Wait, I'll Walk You Home. That's what we'll hear. And that's it. All right, this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
My baby's broken and all right. tantric plastic for a nuclear bomb. Forever after didn't turn out that long.
Dudes, how's that for some heavy music? That is Black Mountain. Holy, I wish I had a big fat doobie to smoke with that one. Oh god, that was pretty awesome. That was the song was called, let's see if I have this straight. I was just like so mesmerized by the music there that I just zoned out. Okay, the song was called Radiant Hearts. It's off their new album, which is Wilderness Heart. And Black Mountain, they are a local band, a co-ed band, mostly boys. There's a girl there. And there you go. Before that, we heard something from the Windsor band, the Pumons, with the song Wait, I'll Walk You Home, from their album released way back in 97, which is called By Surprise. Or maybe it was 96. Actually, it was 96. That's right. Because I was still in Windsor at the time. Yes, I was. And there you go. Val should be in soon. I'm talking about Val Cormier. She's doing her show, Folk Oasis, which runs from 8 until 10. It is currently 7:35. So in about 25 minutes, her show should be starting. And she's usually here by now, though. Yeah, so 8 until 10 is Val. And then from 10 until 11, we have the show Sexy in Van City, which is hosted by Caroline M. And 11 o'clock on is Hans Close's Mystery Hours, which is hosted by Marion. And that's tonight. Tonight is Wednesday, of course. And can you believe, I do believe today is already January the 19th. How did that happen? And the year is 2011. Yeah. So it's 1/19/11. Yeah, I liked January 11th. That was cool. 1/11/11. Very cool. Okay, I was going to tell you something. Oh, the weather. That's what I was going to do. And here it is. Here comes our weather forecast. Let me just refresh it to make sure nothing has changed in the past 45 seconds. But it is currently 3 degrees out. It is overcast. Now, let me see. Do you want to know what it is in Fahrenheit? There you go. It's currently 37 degrees Fahrenheit. And you know what? My brain actually prefers Fahrenheit. I have been hardwired as a child living in an American border town. A Canadian border city, but surrounded by American media, as you are when you are from Windsor. So it's 37 degrees Fahrenheit. also 3 degrees Celsius. And if you're here at UBC, by the way, it always seems colder because you have that very strong ocean current that affects the peninsula, which is UBC, because UBC is the very, if you don't live here, if you're listening on a podcast or I don't know where you are, but UBC is takes the very western tip of the city of Vancouver up, and it's huge. It's got like a lot of land and a lot of endowment land, so a lot of like wilderness and whatnot. And it, so it's surrounded on three sides by water, on the north, on the west, and on to sort of the south, and to a certain degree. Yes. Now, technically, I've only learned of this not that long ago. I do believe UBC is, I think it may be completely separate though from the city of Vancouver, even though it's kind of in Vancouver. I heard something to do with that. So I don't know. I don't know how accurate that is, but chat amongst yourselves. And okay, so tonight the low is 2. So low of 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock, two, low of 2 degrees overnight. And tomorrow is Wednesday, and the high, however, is only 2. So it will be cold overnight, and it will stay. We'll not get any warmer throughout tomorrow. And we have mixed precipitation. Check this out. We've got rain and snow. Pretty cool. And overcast, of course. So into Thursday, you've got a high of 3 with light rain and, hold on a second. That's Thursday morning into the afternoon, 5 degrees as the high for Thursday. That's typical. Just your average, typical January day. All right. My name is Anita B. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played. Yes, it is. Oh, and by the way, I do alternate this show with, show called Shameless. Now, Shameless is hosted by Jonathan B. And so he'll be here next week from 6:30 until 8. And let's continue with our Canadian music selections. So what am I in the mood for? Oh, I don't know. How about I try not to keep playing the same old songs. But let's see if we can play something else. Yeah, let's see if we've got some stars. Let's listen to some stars. I don't even know if I've played anything off this album, to be honest with you. Now, Stars are a band out of Montreal, and they have a new album out. It is called The Five Ghosts. And let's see. We're going to hear song number 2. It's called Wasted Daylight, which is kind of sort of familiar to all of us out here in the very northern latitude of 49 degrees, where the daylight is kind of wasted with all the darkness and clouds and whatnot. So here you go. This is Stars from their new album, The Five Ghosts, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Keeps me in my bed. Push aside the pillow. The whole room just turned yellow. Three in the afternoon. We still haven't moved. Siren sighs echo. A pulse through our window. The thighs, the heels, the hips, constellation markings across your body drawings. Telephone rings, but we'll just let it sing. Hide out till tomorrow.
to your shadow.
It looks like we have some technical difficulties. Sorry about that. Okay, that was Stars, by the way. But now we're going to move on and listen to something from Arcade Fire. And this is something from their new album. It's called The Suburbs. And we're going to hear something, which is, let's take a look here. I'm sorry, I hit a wrong button. That's what happened. We're going to hear the song Modern Man. All right, here we go. Make sure we're all good now. Hold on, that's not Modern Man. This is it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Facts. classic Hollywood as a kid, with the volume up all the way. Now you do the same and you're right, things are better in black and white. But there's another girl and another day, and your favorite food still tastes the same. Gives a knees and scratch in your eyes, I put a plaster there and I'll sign ya.
There you go, folks. It is the end of another evening of Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So it's 7:55-ish. And in 5 minutes, we'll be coming on Val with her show, which is Folk Oasis. And she is here. And she's been in here at the station, sort of hidden away. I think maybe because she knows we chat every time we get together. And she's been preparing for the show. I think I heard her say something about a Texas theme possibly tonight. So she's running off to do a couple things before she comes on in a few minutes. And before I take off, let me tell you who we heard. That right there was Tokyo Police Club. That's a band who, I think they're from Mississauga. If it's not Mississauga in particular, it's Brampton or one of those suburbs around Toronto. But they're young, I'll tell you that much. They're young and they're good. And the name of the song was Favorite Food. And it's a new album. It's called Champ. And let me tell you the label they are on. They are on Mean Beard Recordings. I know nothing about this label, but there you go. Yeah. Okay, then before Tokyo Police Club, we heard Arcade Fire. This is a band out of Montreal. However, half of the members, by way, are out of like Texas. We heard the song A Modern Man from the album The Suburbs, which is new. And then before that, we heard another Montreal band, Stars, with the song Wasted Daylights from their new album, The Five Ghosts. Like I said, a couple more minutes and we have Val in the house. And until then, let me leave you with something. Oh, I haven't played the new Pornographers, I guess, in a while. Yeah, I play them a lot, but let's hear them. They have a new album out. It's called Together. And we're going to hear, let's see, I think the first song. Yeah, maybe not. Let me quickly go through this. In case you're wondering, my name is Anita B, and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yes, we're going to hear song number 4. It's called, no, we aren't. I don't like that song. Oh, man. Okay, I'm trying to find a time-appropriate song. Aha, song 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If You Can't See My Mirrors, that's the name of the song. And here we go. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
If you can't see my mirrors, I see you coming around, yeah, you're coming around. If you can't see my mirrors, I see you coming around, yeah, you're coming around. Oh. Through the floor of his mother, meaning the sky.